Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2. Available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Hello, Jared. How are you?
Very well. Good to have you back on board again.
Pleasure. Well, this week, I think it would be great to look at my tip of the week is if you're not hungry, do something else besides eat. Now, what happens when people start a weight loss program? So before you started the Throw a Stone program, perhaps you or some people might have had a little bit of a splurge before the weight loss. Yeah, did that happen?
I had one last indulging meal.
Okay. Oh, well, one meal's not so bad. What happens is sometimes people have a few meals or a few days of meals before starting a new weight loss program. And what happens is this activates this wonderful system in your body called the fat break. Now, the fat break is your body's way of protecting you from gaining extra weight. So in those few days or a few meals of splurges, what happens is the fat break revs up your metabolic rate and it cuts your appetite. So what happens is that when you start your weight loss program, if you make a point of just eating only when you feel physically hungry, then your fat break is going to help you to lose the first kilos really efficiently.
Right.
Yeah.
So some good things to do instead of eating, watching the TV?
Well, perhaps exercise might be a good thing to do instead of
eating. I knew you were going to suggest that.
Yeah.
Mowing the lawn, I guess.
Yeah, mowing the lawn. Another thing is always things which are exciting, because eating is pretty exciting in itself. So you have to replace it with something which is going to make you forget about food. So it might not be the time to put the tax documents together. Might be a time to do something more fun.
A game of Twister.
Yeah.
Why not? Amanda, how do we know when we're hungry? That sounds like an easy question, but when are we truly hungry? What are the signs?
Okay, well, the sign that you're hungry, it can be very different for different people. Some people will feel it as a rumbling in the stomach. For other people, it will never get that obvious. It may feel like just a faint dizziness or just a slight crankiness. That's one that I get when I'm hungry, get a little bit cranky, a bit snappy, a little bit of a lack of ability to concentrate. But the important thing is when you're losing weight, it's important not to let yourself get extremely hungry. So just let yourself get comfortably hungry to a level that feels comfortable, and then it's time to eat.
Have you got any other tips that we should do as well?
Yes, it's a very good idea to write down your hunger levels as you go through the day.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because in answer to your question, that will actually help you to learn what's the difference between physical hunger and habit hunger, or, ooh, that looks good hunger. So if you have to
I get that all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's very common. But if you just write it down, you say, okay, I'll write down how hungry I feel. And if you're not really sure if it's physical hunger or not, just try and give it a rating anyway. Give it a rating, say, 0 to minus 4. And just the fact of writing it down, that's going to help you to learn really quickly, is this physical hunger or not? And it will help you to do something else besides eat when you're not really hungry.
Now, can you just quickly go into that rating? 0 to minus 4.
Yes, so
how does that work?
A 0 would be not hungry at all. Minus 1 would be, say, a little bit hungry, but you'd be very happy to wait a while before eating. Minus 2 would be where you'd want to eat. It's where you feel comfortably hungry. You'd like a snack or a light meal. Eat when you get to minus 2. Or minus 3. Minus 3 is when you're feeling very hungry. You'd like something substantial, like a meal. And minus 4, you want to eat before you get minus 4, because minus 4 is when you'd eat a horse, basically, when you're too hungry, ravenously hungry.
Great advice. Thank you very much, Dr. Amanda.
That's a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.